Let's call to order. City of Santa Paula Planning Commission, April 25, 2017. And please follow me with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Tom, would you do a roll call?
Commissioner Summer?
Present.
Vice Chairman Robinson?
Present.
And Chairman Eckert?
Here. And is the agenda that we have tonight, is it final or do we have any modifications to it?
Is final.
Is final, okay. Do we have anyone here? And it doesn't look like we have anyone here to do, well, let's see, is this public comment? No, that's comment on the item. So we have no public comment on items not agendized. Otherwise, we'd take them here. Then let's go on to the consent calendar. What you got there, Mr. Tom?
We had one speaker card, did we not?
No, that says 7B. Item 7B, so
okay.
It's later on in the night. So, okay. So the minutes. Commissioners, have you all had a chance to read the minutes of the last meeting?
Move approval for the minutes of the February 28th Planning Commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. So we move on into our order of business. Let's see, isn't something missing here? Okay. General plan, conformance review of the fiscal year 2017-2018, capital improvement program. Staff's doing that. John, you're doing that? Okay.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. John L. Lawson, Interim Public Works Director and City Engineer from the Public Works Department. And good evening. It's actually nice to come to Planning Commission for me. Not to say you guys are easygoing. I'm a little bit more relaxed instead of City Council, but you don't need to tell them that.
Right.
What's before you is routine. General plan conformance review of this of the next fiscal year, 2017-2018 capital improvement program. Just going to go over a summary of this. The CIP consists of projects that are basically greater than $10,000 in value, and generally are financed through specific funds only for capital improvements. CIP projects, include streets, sewer, water, buildings and grounds. Buildings and grounds are now being administered, for your information, by the Public Works Department on behalf of the Community Services Department. So just for your information, we have taken that role for the Community Services Department. So Public Works not just does streets, sewer, water, we're also doing buildings and grounds for Community Services Department. Now, construction projects, design and construction projects of all CIP projects are administered by the Public Works Department, as I mentioned, and are mainly contracted with professional services. I am actually the only city staff that is a registered civil engineer. Now we've actually gone more to contract services. So the design projects and construction projects that you see out in the street are basically consulted out. The goal of the CIP is, one, to design and construct the CIP projects which are approved by the City Council program within that fiscal year. Two, to utilize all trusts, state or federal funds and bonds within the timeframes specified to ensure the city does not miss any available funds. Three, to manage each CIP project in avoiding schedule and budget overruns whenever possible. And four, to design CIP projects to reduce life cycle costs to the extent possible. In regards to environmental review, most of the projects in the CIP are considered to be ministerial under CEQA. Other projects are exempt from CEQA review under certain specific exemption categories. Projects that are not exempt from CEQA would require review for potential environmental impacts. To date, we don't have any particular project that would require any more into the level of EIR or EIS. The projects that are before you, does it anticipate any EIR or EIS? At most, maybe an MND, specifically maybe for the Canyon Booster Pump Station project, similar to our ongoing construction of the 600s Booster Pump Station project. With that, Public Works staff recommends that the Planning Commission select alternative number one, adopting resolution number 3763, documenting the conformance of fiscal year 2017-2018 capital improvement program with the general plan. Thank you. And if you have any questions, I'm here to address them.
Commissioners, any questions? None here.
Wow, I was actually ready for requests for other projects. Usually I would get requests for, to add to the CIP, but thank you.
Do we have a motion here?
It's pretty straightforward. I'll make a motion. We adopt resolution 3763, documenting the performance of the fiscal year 2017-18 CIP with the general plan.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Passes. Move on to the public hearing. Verify that legal notice requirements for this public hearing have been made. Is that correct?
This is the actually item B's.
Oh, we got
business.
A B. I'm sorry. I'm moving. Oh, that. See, I knew Cheryl wanted to talk. Okay, item B, intent to vacate an offer to dedicate 79 acres of property offered by the Lyman Air Company. Location, East Area 1. James, you're going to present this?
Yes. So this is a request to adopt the resolution approving the summary vacation of an offer to...
Okay. I'll start again. A request to adopt a resolution approving the summary vacation of an offer to dedicate 79 acres of property for an open space preserve within East Area 1 development, thereby allowing conveyance of the property to the eventual East Area 1 Homeowners Association. Now, the background on this... property obviously is owned by the Lyman Air Company. As a prerequisite to their getting a grading permit, they're required to offer 79 acres of open space to the city, and as a result, we will vacate that property back to that to Lyman Air that will dedicate that to their homeowners association. So they have the responsibility for the maintenance and the preservation of open space, 79 acres. And it's just kind of a process that we had to go through, kind of paper changing hands and process going through the Planning Commission and the City Council to allow this to happen. So it was kind of a long way to do a simple process, but it's just something we needed to do. From the standpoint, there's no zoning currently applicable to the area, and no environmental review has been initiated or needs to be because it's not a potential project and there's no significant impacts on the environment. But at this point, I can answer any questions about that or provide any more detail that you may need.
Mr. Chair. Just a question. By vacating the property, 79 acres from the developer transferable to be transferred to the Homeowners Association, that in no way would open an opportunity for the land to not be used as open space?
No, actually, trying to figure the best way to answer that. The land will remain in open space. There will be a restriction on that property that it will have to be maintained as open space.
It will be maintained by the Homeowners Association through fees that they charge for their membership.
I would actually, yes, yes.
Okay.
We have Tim Jones
open
here.
Open space is always a concern with these developments, so I think for the record it's important to ensure that the open space will remain
for a long term. Yes.
Hi, I'm Tim Jones with Lewis Companies. Yes, the open space there will have a deed restriction recorded against it. As James said, this is kind of a formality. It needs to be maintained as open space by somebody. The development agreement requires that we offer that as a dedication to the city for them to maintain it if they want. The city has expressed no interest in maintaining that, so that would then be deeded to the HOA and preserved as open space, so they would cover the cost of whatever maintenance needs to be done there. Yeah, but there will be a deed restriction.
Just to clarify, the open space is open to anybody in the city, not just
yes.
HOA.
Yes, it's spelled out as open space and for recreational uses. So there'll be hiking trails up there and stuff, but no development can occur there. Yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
Any further questions of staff on the topic?
Yeah. Ready for a motion?
No, we have a speaker regarding this.
Well, good evening, commissioners, and we love this new hour. It's very nice. I was rather excited when I saw this item because I thought this is a chance to do something maybe more creative than we've been thinking about for this area, because I've been reading about several areas that have a new term that's come out. It's called agrihood, where specifically in an area where you have golf courses, because, you know, golf is waning, nobody does it, we're old, it's too expensive. So they build houses and they add an agricultural component, which all the houses share. And there's several developers who specialize in it now, and I know Limoneira is looking for developers. I brought a sheet on it, which I will give to him. There's one in Arizona that's called Agritopia, and it's really beautiful. If you go online and you can see that they have some craftsmen where they've used the stones and they sell the produce and the HOA shares in the agriculture. So I just wanted to bring this to your attention, and I'm so glad someone from Limoneira is here, because I do think, oh, and by the way, these homes are selling in the 5 to 7. If you haven't been to Gilbert. I grew up in Arizona. Gilbert was a lot like this. It was farming in the old days. We had a lot of citrus and farming, and it's developed semiconductors and tract homes, and they have not agri business. And so I think you might want to think of this, because I think it could be considered as open space. I was excited about it.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. We'll entertain a motion.
Ready for a motion?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move adoption of Resolution 3764, approving summary vacation of an offer to dedicate 79 acres of property for open space preserve within the East Area 1 development, thereby allowing conveyance of that property to the eventual East Area 1 Homeowners Association for preservation and maintenance.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. That brings us to a public hearing, which I see we have no public hearing items on the docket. But I'll open. Let me ask, do I have to open the public hearing for this?
Open
the public hearing. Legal notice been made?
There's no items for public hearing tonight, so no notice was made.
Anybody have any conflicts with no notice and nothing for public? Okay. All right. We'll thereby close the public hearing. All right. Any new business? Mr. Mason, you got any new business for us?
No? No new business. I do have some city communications, but we'll get to that.
There's no other new business. Let's hear city communications.
I just wanted to provide an update on Planning Commission appointees.
August, September, October?
we're coming close. There's one more person to be interviewed next week, and then they should, within the next 2 weeks, have the two finalists. So my hope is that, given the way this group works together, we'll have the same kind of esprit de corps that we have now with whoever comes aboard. That'll be good. Yeah. Then the other thing is we're also in the process of a city manager appointment, so don't know where exactly they are. I think we may be down to two candidates, but It's getting close. That'll probably be the end of May, beginning of June. We'll have a new person in that seat. But that is all.
Who's the interim city manager?
Rick Ariza, fire chief, is interim.
Interim, and it's actually as interim.
As interim, until the baton is passed.
Okay.
So.
That's all.
Question of Tom, are we looking at a meeting on May 23rd? Are there things in front of you at this point in time or not?
As far as I know, we'll have items for that, and we have two items going to City Council on the 15th.
Correct.
So depending on what comes out of that, then we'll see.
Thank you. I've got a conflict. I'm just trying to see. There's only three of us. I need to not commit.
The contract says can't miss any more meetings.
Did you get the email to wear the shirts?
I emailed.
That's great.
I'm catching up with you guys.
You're looking pretty good. You dropped the tie.
Yeah.
You told a joke.
Yeah. Okay. In there. Okay. Request for any future agenda items?
None. No future agenda items? Hearing no future agenda items, unless there's something else, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Great meeting.
Uh-huh. So, John, I want to ask you, do you know what is going on with us?